Many things wonderful are about to occur in Bethlehem's fair city, from a tribute to big bands to an anti-gravity show, from the Greek tragedy, Medea, to stories from Cokesville, Pennsylvania, and dancing wires, from a musical visit from Matthew Morrison of Glee, and humorous reflections, stories by the heart with the renowned actor John Lithgow, to the gruesome comedy of Pillow Man by Martin McDonagh. Yes, the adventures begin at Zollner Center of Lehigh University. The 17th glorious season is about to commence with award-winning R&B and soul musician Aaron Neville on Saturday, September the 14th. And much, much more music and much, much more literary excitement is yours for the choosing. This is Lehigh Valley Art Salon, WDIY 88.1, Allentown, Bethlehem, and I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we ask you to join us now in welcoming Zollner Arts Center Artistic Director Deborah Sakarakis and Administrative Director Andrew Cassano. Welcome. What an exciting season you've put together.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, George.
I was saying to you earlier, I feel like I'm just going to move in and stay for the winter.
You're welcome. We'll find space for you.
But just to start with the beginning, it's exciting. Your Saturday, September 14th, the performance from Aaron Neville. Debbie, you were saying earlier before the show, you'd love to see the center open for the fall with something that's warm, celebratory, exciting. Tell us a little bit about what you think the night will be like.
Well, I've always been a fan of Aaron Neville. He's a consummate musician, has been making music for probably over 50 decades. His first hit with his brothers was in 1967, and you know he was making music before that. So his first hit was Tell It Like It Is. You might remember that. I certainly do. And over the decades, recorded with Linda Ronstadt, and I think Don't Know Much About History. That classic song was on that album. And I remember hits like Everybody Plays a Fool and Stand By Me and Ain't No Sunshine. But the interesting thing is, when he comes to us this September, he has a whole different repertory. He's going to be doing doo-wop. So he's singing songs by the Ronettes and Little Anthony and the Imperials, Tears on My Pillow, and one of my favorites, Under the Boardwalk. So he is such, I think, an iconic American singer. He has such a very distinctive voice, beautiful tenor, that distinctive vibrato, and really great phrasing. It's a great way to start the season. And so you come out to the show and then stick around, and we have goodies in the lobby, a little party to start our 17th season.
Wow, that's fab. You know, Steve Aronson, who's our technician or engineer, he and I could sing a few of those bebops. Could we,
no.
Steve? No. Oh, all right. Never mind.
With you all the time.
All right.
I mean, so in talking about someone with a beautiful voice too, we were also chatting a little bit about looking at what Aaron will kick off in September, that beginning of the season. Some really interesting between notations and dance and music and various disciplines, but one of the themes that seemed to be emerging to me looking at it was ideas of beauty. What is beauty? How we define that, and a million ways of looking at that.
On Tuesday, September 17th, we have Jane Comfort and company coming in to do a performance that she calls Beauty. She uses the icon of Barbie as the mechanism to present concepts or just a discussion on a dance discussion, in essence, on what the concept of beauty is and the machinations that, by and large, women go through to attain a particular level of what I think the culture, the American culture, ends up purveying as what is beautiful. So we have a pre-show event. Andy will tell you a little bit about this wonderful panel discussion we have leading into it.
Yeah, one of the things that's neat as well about Beauty that I want to mention is that it's the program itself is not only very captivating, very thought-provoking, but it's also very satirical. There's a lot of embedded humor in it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's talking about something that's a really interesting discussion topic, but it's doing it in a way that there's a lot of very tongue-in-cheek things that are happening. It's presented in a bit of a lighthearted way as well, so you actually can face the conversation.
Yeah.
And like Deborah said, with a lot of our shows, we like to build an additional events around the performances with pre-performance lectures and curtain that we call curtain warmers, which happen before most of our programs. With this particular program, we're actually going a little bit further, and we've put a panel together to actually talk about what is beauty. And so there are three people who are going to be with us. Beresford Booth, who is an associate professor of art at Lehigh. Nina Elias, who works for prevention. And Jackie Crassus, who is the Lehigh University Director of Women, Gender, and Sexuality Studies, are going to be talking about, again, the idea of what is a concept of beauty, how it may differ from one person's nationality to one person's ethnic background to, you know, how beauty is defined in any number of ways.
It's interesting because I think reading the description, and I would encourage audiences, I actually went on and looked at YouTube, a little bit of Jane Comfort and Company doing beauty, and it's wonderful. It is. It's funny. It's sassy. It's smart. It's a little sad. It's kind of great. It's always moving. You've got the Barbie imagery, but what a wonderful way to kind of prep for that by having this kind of chat with each other beforehand. I think Sheila White will be moderating.
Will be moderating the panel, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're going to, I think, almost everything throughout the year has some kind of curtain warmer or some kind of way of giving us context.
Yeah, it's just one of the things that we like to do. Some of them are educational. Some of them are more of a discussion or a chat. And some of them are just fun and entertaining, you know, with some of our programs for younger kids. You know, we try to make it a little bit more lighthearted and just a little bit more fun to give people just a little bit extra about what these great artists that are coming are doing on the stage.
And we often invite local artists to participate. So when we do the Addams Family, the talented students at the
Performing Arts Center,
High School for the Performing Arts will be offering a lobby show. And before Lightwire Theater, which is at the tail end of our season, we have students from the Baum School exhibiting their wire sculptures.
Oh, beautiful. So it all comes together, really.
Right, right.
From beginning to end.
We hope it does.
Beauty at the beginning and
ugly
consideration
beauty
of
at
what
the
is
end,
ugly at the end.
Absolutely.
And along the way, I was going to say one of my favorite components of the programming every year is the notation series. And in September, towards the end of September, it's just interesting going from Jane Comfort and the Barbie dolls and beauty and this conversation to Peggy Ornstein is going to be, she is the first speaker in the series, isn't she?
She is. And actually, Jane Comfort, who is Guggenheim, she won a Bessie Award and Guggenheim Fellow, recommended Peggy Ornstein. She includes a bibliography, Jane Comfort does. And Peggy Ornstein has this really incredible book called Cinderella Ate My Daughter, where she talks about the princess culture that is pretty pervasive today, at least in toy stores. And the impact that that has on setting the identity and maybe even ambitions for very young girls. So it ties in, I think, quite beautifully with the concept of beauty. And she ends up talking about kind of the early sexualization, how that's tied to beauty pageants and things like that. So Peggy's talking to our audiences on Thursday, September 26th, and it's at 7 p.m. Okay. And that's absolutely free of charge.
Yeah, all the annotations are free.
Yeah, and they're a wonderful lineup this year. They're just, as they always are. And it's interesting that we kind of jumped to the Department of Theater Law for Medea, which just talk about beauty and power and female rights. But then the guest, Leo, the anti-gravity show, which I had not known about, to me, it's... you can talk about it, but there's a beauty and a joy to that, just watching what I saw. So you come back to this kind of joyous sense of beauty. We were talking about the shows that were particularly welcoming to families or something that could be shared with the family and the children.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the programs people may not necessarily realize are actually very family friendly, yeah. And we try to go out of our way to make sure that people are aware of that. But we also put information online where parents can, you know, find out a little bit more about the shows and make decisions to the for their children, for their families, about what's appropriate. But like you said, we have especially two shows. We mentioned the Lightwire program, mm-hmm. With The Ugly Duckling, which is, I don't care what age you are, you'll love it. It's spellbinding.
Yeah.
But Leo's the same way. I mean, it is a it's a one-person performance. You really have to see the videos. It's so hard to describe,
it is,
but it's
yeah.
just amazing. It's very, very powerful. The visual imagery is this guy is doing live stunt acting, physical work, and right next to him is exactly what he's doing with it's a projected image, and between the movement that he's doing on one side and the projected image, which is right next to him, it looks like he's either on the ground or he's floating in midair.
Mm-hmm. Or mm-hmm. he could be under mm-hmm. the sea. Yeah.
Right. There's the yeah. cartoon illustrations that are there. There's really great animation that's there. It's very, very clever.
So it's this mix of video and physical, of his physical talent.
Oh, I absolutely.
Guess. And one of the best descriptions I think I read said, what if the laws of gravity were suddenly suspended?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
This
and
is it.
It kind of happens to him that very way. You know, yeah. he's just going through his day and then discovers that he can walk up the side of a wall. So, yeah, and Leo's on Saturday, September 28th, and that's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is a nice time for
perfect.
Families to come out.
Yep.
And although we're going, and it's interesting with the range of styles from the physical and the dance theater and spoken word, you've also got a great range internationally throughout not only the beginning of the year, but the whole season. That's, I would imagine, intentional or desired, or that you enjoy that celebration of...
Yeah. The season is actually curated to be multidisciplinary okay. and multicultural.
Right.
So I'm really happy to have some stellar international performers on the season this forthcoming year on Sunday, October 13th. A wonderful guitarist from Mali, Vieux Fakature, will be at Zollner Arts Center, and he's often described as the Hendrix of the Sahara. He's played with people like John Scofield and Dave Matthews, Derek Trucks, really wonderful guitarists. Yeah. So if there are people who, for whom the guitar is an instrument that speaks to them in a special way, I think Vieux Fakature is someone that they would really enjoy listening to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a happy combination of contemporary guitar music along with the folk traditions of the country of Mali.
Mm-hmm.
So all countries have very distinctive sounds. So, and Mali is a country that is very rich in the arts, in my estimation, especially in the world of music. And we are actually having a really interesting pre-show talk on that Sunday. Bruce Whitehouse from the faculty at Lehigh will be speaking.
Yeah, and he's doing a talk called Behind the Music in Mali. And he's really a great cultural anthropologist who... It'd be very adept to actually talking about why music is so important in Africa and specifically the country mm-hmm. of Mali.
And Vieux actually performed with Idan Reichel, who's coming in on Monday, October the 28th. Mm-hmm. Idan's Israeli and skyrocketed to on the world music scene. The Idan Reichel Project is the show that's coming to Zollner, and he uses... That this is a great example of how the discipline of music is used to bring peace and understanding, because it's very multicultural. He has multicultural performers. They sing in, maybe singing in Spanish, Aramaic, or even Swahili.
Mm. Well, we have much more to talk about. We have a schedule that goes all the way into May with the exciting things that are happening at Zollner Arts Center. And if we don't reach them all today, and we're going to try, you can check us out at ZollnerArtsCenter.org. And when you plug into that, you can see all the activities, all the entertainments, all the events that are taking place this year. We're chatting with Deb Zacharakis and Andrew Cassano of Zollner Arts Center. celebrating its 17th season. We shall honestly return with more fabulous entertainments and news from Zollner after this salient message.
WDIY reaches a well-informed and passionate listening audience every day. Enhance your image with our community by becoming an underwriting supporter. Spread the word about your business in an uncluttered atmosphere of high-quality NPR and locally produced programming. Underwriting is an affordable way to reach the public radio audience, and it may be tax-deductible. To learn more, call 610-694-8100 extension 4 or visit WDIY.org.
Today with us, of course, is Deb Zacharakis and Andrew Cassano, the Zollner Arts Center. Of course, Deb is the artistic director. Andrew is the administrative director. And we're getting really great tips on what some fabulous shows are. We can't hit them all, but we're getting to some of them. One of those that are upcoming in November is, of course, the gala with Matthew Morrison of Glee.
It's so exciting to have Matthew Morrison on the roster of artists who will be coming to Zollner. And a lot of your listeners will certainly know him from his work on the television show. But he's a consummate actor. He's been on Broadway. He's in Hairspray and South Pacific, featured in Light in the Piazza. And the repertory that he's doing for our gala includes tunes from musicals, including songs like from Oliver and
he's doing music from West Side Story,
Pajama Game, and music from the American Songbook.
Right.
So it's a really smooth and wonderful concert that people can enjoy on our galas on Saturday, November the 2nd. And
in front of a 62-piece orchestra.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it'll be quite an evening.
And there's a couple, I mean, I think sometimes people think, well, it's the gala, but there's a couple levels of ways to attend. There's different ticket prices.
Absolutely. We have ticket prices as low as $55. And the thing to remember about the gala is that it's a wonderful celebration of the arts, and it brings people together in a really special way. But this is also one of our big fundraising and support events to help support all of the programs that are not only presented at Zollner, but all of our educational programs that go out into the community, trying to make sure that we do everything we can to keep the arts in our schools, to keep the arts a vibrant part of people who can't necessarily afford to come to the center or come to the program. So all of this effort is not just to put on a great show, but to go further back into the Lehigh Valley again.
Yeah. Right. Also in November, please let me mention that John Lithgow, of course, the renowned actor, is doing Stories by Heart on November the 16th. And the reason I just wanted to mention his name is when I was at Princeton, John Lithgow's father was the head of MacArthur Theater. And he was one of the people who gave me a break and let me actually put my foot on the stage at MacArthur.
Does John know this?
Yeah, John, wow. I think John knows.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to come over on November 16th and renew your acquaintance with Mr. Lithgow. Yeah, he's a great actor. He's been on Broadway, won, I think, 2 Tony Awards. Mm-hmm. And certainly we know him from Third Rock from the Sun. It's interesting because the performance he'll be doing at Zollner, he crafted stories, you know, from his family. Mm. So storytelling is one of the themes that is woven through our season this coming year. And I'm hard-pressed to think about a better storyteller than John Lithgow. Yeah. And you know, in addition to being dramatic, he's going to be really, really funny. So once again, that's Saturday, November 16th.
And that's another piece, as we were saying earlier, that's something is exciting for us is for to bring a family to as well.
Absolutely.
A really memorable evening.
Yeah, there's even a part where he actually tells a story from a bird's perspective.
Yeah.
It's really, really fun.
But the variations in musical offerings are just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, we've been neglecting that a bit.
I mean, we have a little bit. So please, let's mention a little bit, if nothing else, about Christmas Vespers, of course.
We'll start there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's one of, I think, all of our favorite events that is part of the Zollner Arts Center season that actually isn't in the center. It's at the Asa Packer Church. and it's just an absolutely gorgeous, wonderful, transcendent evening. It's just filled with traditional Christmas music and music from all over the world celebrating the Christmas tradition. Stephen always throws in a couple of extra surprises.
That's Stephen Sammons, is the director of choral activity.
And he's and speaking of his surprises, I have to mention the first program that he's doing this year with all the choral forces. He's staging a piece by Vaughan Williams. He's also doing one of his own original pieces, and the crown jewel of the season for him is the Requiem by Druffelet, which is just it's one of these pieces that if you don't know, you have to go and find out about. You go on YouTube and look up the Druffelet Requiem Sanctus and just listen to that 6 minutes. And at the end of it, if you don't want to buy tickets to the concert, you've got to be deaf, because it'll floor you, the power of this piece. And so it'll be really exciting to hear it.
And there's a full season of performances by different ensembles at Zollner. We have jazz ensembles, there's a wind ensemble, and a fabulous orchestra that will be performing.
Yeah, we're actually rescheduling a performance that got canceled because of Hurricane Sandy, but Cynthia Phelps, the principal violist from the New York Philharmonic, is going to be playing the Walton Viola Concerto with the Philharmonic. They're doing Scheherazade later in the year that will also feature the new concertmaster for the orchestra, Michael Jorgensen. And Glenn Cashman, really famous jazz saxophonist, is going to be joining the jazz department for a program later in their season.
I must also say that WDIY is a sponsor of a few of those musical selections.
Yes, you are.
We're really grateful. DIY is sponsoring the fabulous View Facature and
Don Raquel, and also the big orchestra visiting orchestra that's coming as well.
Vienna Konzertverein is coming. They're members of the Vienna Symphony Orchestra, and Sebastian Nauer and Philippe Entremont.
Yeah,
Entremont is the conductor
and pianist.
And Nauer is going to be the guest pianist, and they're doing Schubert Symphony Number 5, the Mozart Concerto for two pianos, and then the second half is Beethoven Symphony Number 7. So we're really excited about people from Vienna coming to play wonderful music for us. And another group from Vienna, Nozzle Brass, really wonderful brass players. They're top-notch, really superb musicians. And it's a very peculiar spelling of their name. It's M-N-O-Z-I-L, but it's pronounced Nozzle. Right. Silent M. And I believe they took the name from a bar that is right next door to the the symphony. And if any of your listeners remember Victor Borge, it's that kind of performance. They are skilled musicians, but they are incredibly entertaining and very lighthearted. Yeah. So despite the fact that they're classical musicians, you may hear in this concert a rendition of Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. Well, so we were sadly running out of time. And I just want to point out, we were talking earlier, too, it's a season filled with beauty, all kinds of variations and expressions of it, and ironically ending with an ugly duck.
Yes, Lightwire Theater will be performing, and it's such an engaging performance. The company's founders are from New Orleans, and they're giant puppets in with black light, so they're outlined, and hence the light wire.
Yeah.
And your listeners can do a YouTube search and come to little clips of the performances. They're doing The Ugly Duckling, as you mentioned, and The Tortoise and the Hare. And despite the fact that it sounds like it's a children's show, I have to say that
gorgeous.
I was really entranced by the performance.
Well, this is a fantastic. We haven't gotten nearly to all of the things we wanted to talk about. But you can be a subscriber. If you call today, you can choose 5 events to subscribe. In fact, you can choose all 31 if you wish. they're just hard to choose from. They really are. We're going to try to ask you to get to as many of these events as you possibly can. You can't miss it. It's right here in your hometown. So please do so. We also want to say special thanks to Steve Aronson, our technical engineer, who manages to give our voices that special NPR quality. Steve, really, we missed you the last few weeks, and we welcome you back. Thank you.
We didn't sound like NPR.
Yes. And thanks again to Deb Zacharakis, our artistic director, and administrative director Andrew Cassano for joining us today. We ask you to come back and tell us more about the spring events, especially that are upcoming at Zoner.
We would love to. Thanks so much for having us on the air with you.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Elysium is a science fiction metaphor for the haves and have-nots of today. In the year 2154, the super-rich live on a huge bicycle wheel-shaped space station orbiting above Earth. It is a Garden of Eden. The wealthy are coddled in Boca Raton meets Disney World surroundings. Healthcare med pods heal patients completely and quickly. Down below, the whole Earth has become the Third World. Los Angeles is reduced to shanty towns, such as those, for example, surrounding Mexico City. In Elysium, Matt Damon portrays Max, a factory worker who falls in with a group of revolutionaries hell-bent on shuttling to Elysium and bringing economic equality back to Earth. Max helps a woman named Fry, played by Alice Braga, and her daughter, Matilda, played by Emma Tremblay, who is facing a terminal disease. Elysium has elements of Mad Max, Aliens, Star Wars, RoboCop, and director Neil Blomkamp's own 2009 sci-fi landmark, District 9. It's this year's thinking man's and woman's dystopian sci-fi flick, even better than Oblivion, World War Z, and Pacific Rim. Matt Damon, in major six-pack mode with shaved head and intense visage that rarely cracks a smile, is a hard-boiled yet compassionate Coiled Spring action hero. Alice Braga is a wonderful presence opposite him as an independent mother protecting her child. Jodie Foster plays a really despicable Elysium official, as do William Fichtner and especially Charlito Copley, the latter, a South African actor who was in District 9. If you're going to see one sci-fi film in the waning days of summer, Elysium is the one, especially in the IMAX format. Elysium is MPAA rated R for strong bloody violence and language throughout. Opening August 30, One Direction. It's a documentary about the rise of TV's X Factor winners Liam Payne, Harry Styles, Zayn Malik, and Niall Horan, otherwise known as pop band tween favorites One Direction. Getaway. The action crime drama is about a kidnapped wife, and it stars Ethan Hawke, Selena Gomez, and John Voight. Closed Circuit. The crime thriller is about an international terrorist trial, and it stars Eric Bana, Rebecca Hall, and Jim Broadbent. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.